Kendi and Ravo podcast, sponsored by Maves and the Garavo Bar.
You see that AI app that's making people kiss now? Did you see that? No?
No.
That's what we're talking about. I thought that's what you were talking about.
I've seen an AI app where apparently it takes your voice and it makes you sing songs really well.
Jeez, I could do with that myself. I could do with that 6 nights a week. Yeah. No, but you see the AI app. Someone would take a picture of me and you and they'd make us start kissing in the picture.
Oh, I've seen some AI app as well. It's all about the AI app. The AI app there where apparently they take a picture of you and then you're running a race. The next thing you're shooting basketball with the professionals.
Oh, yeah.
That's a very good one too, but it costs money.
Yeah, but they all cost money. All the good ones cost money.
There's a terrible AI app.
Go on.
Is the one where they take a lovely little town in Italy or Spain and they mix it with a load of other places and then they put up a little video about it and say, oh, you should go to Esperanzaville and it's beautiful and look at all these old, it's like a town that's been hidden away for centuries.
And then you go to it on your honeymoon in the shipbox.
No, then you send it to your wife and your wife comes down then and it makes you feel really stupid by going, sorry, Ray, that's a lot of AI you're looking
at. That's all AI.
That place doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's mad though that how realistic. This all started with Zoom backgrounds like about five years ago. Jesus, look, Ray's in a new living room. Ray's on the beach. Now all of a sudden it's
don't enjoy
comes
them.
To this.
That and happens in work a lot. I'd be on a lot of virtual meetings and there'd be people sitting in beachside penthouses overlooking the sea. And I'm looking at them going, just be real, man.
Yeah, no,
just
but
turn that off.
But if they be real, Ray, they turn that off. There's a clothes horse behind them with dirty jocks. Right? You want to see people's dirty jocks?
I want to see
you. Yeah, pervert, Ray.
No, I'm not.
No, but that's what happens in the turn that off. The best one I ever saw was a fella had a green screen on a Zoom meeting, right? Mm-hmm. And it was like an hour long loop or whatever, a 10-minute loop maybe. Mm-hmm. But every so often, it was a recorded video in the background of his actual kitchen.
Oh.
So it was where he was sitting, but every 10 minutes, he'd come in. I'd realise that he was in a meeting. I go, sorry. And walk back out again. Like, that's the creativity. But this all started 2020 fucking Zoom, and now all of a sudden we're kissing on a fucking AI app.
Could you bring cameras down to my office in Ballina?
Yep.
And record the background.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could put that up on a screen behind me.
Yeah.
Because if I could recreate the background in the office, I'd never have to go into the office.
You'd never have to be in ever again.
Because my bosses are in Dublin.
Yeah.
So they'd see me in a virtual meeting and I'm in the office today.
But you know what you should do though? We'll do it like with people asleep behind you and stuff. Like, geez, Ray, is the only
one
working.
I'd get one of the lads who work with me in the office walk in behind me to get something. Sorry, there now.
Yeah. And then you have to react to it every time. Yeah. That'd be so fucking good. You all right, Shavy? No bother at all. There's a fire, there's a fire. Ah, you start panicking, putting the fire out. RTE News, local civil servant hero.
Do you realise that every time you talk about a random gentleman, you use the name Shamey?
Do I?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just an Irish thing though, isn't it?
It is, but it's also good for my my sister and brother-in-law.
Oh, they have a baby Shamey.
Yeah, baby Shamey. And Shamey. Every time you say Shamey, they do get a little kick
out. Oh, do they? That's good. Because I just use that, because you always say Jaxie. I can't say Jaxie.
Jaxie, and if it's a lady, I normally go Bridie.
Bridie and Jaxie, The any other old crack? No,
I have a lot.
Did you ever
to talk
look outside?
What?
Oh, sorry, we both kicked in there, massive.
Yeah,
I just wanted to say, did you ever look outside?
Oh, what?
That is January.
It is January.
Let's
talk about the weather.
But not only just the weather. Everything about January, people are fucking miserable around the place. Have you seen people? They're miserable. The cold light of January is after hitting with the RGE every day are roaring at us. The country's in shit. Don't be going out. The pubs are on their fucking knees.
Let's talk about
that for a second. I paid
the
tax bill late, albeit Ray. Fucking Jeff Bezos would have struggled to pay us. I had to pay it there fucking today.
Did they come after you?
No, they didn't come after me, but I just paid it when I was waiting for a lot of invoices myself to come in. The money was not resting in my account. But I fucking paid it today and I was like, what am I going to do?
Can we talk about RTE?
Yeah.
For starters, the headline news, and this is interesting now, this is an interesting topic.
Yeah.
I have a couple of bits I want to cover here. For anyone that's listening to this back in a couple of years' time, which happens, the weather is particularly bad in Ireland at the moment because it is January. It is something we expect every year after Christmas. Yeah. Shit gets real.
Yeah.
And this year is no different. There's a good dose of snow. I mean, a good dose of snow in some parts of the
country. Some places.
And then there's a lot of ice expected.
Not all the places.
Not all the places.
No.
And then you have, you know, people like good friend of the podcast, right? I won't say who he is now, but I'm fond of him.
Yeah.
And he came out with a statement there on the social media.
Oh,
and
no.
He said, lads, can we calm down with the warnings? Now, in the comments, the people down south came from.
They said, well, sure, what if 100 people died? Probably,
yeah, what about us down here covered in snow? But obviously us up in the north of the country on this occasion, this rare occasion, have escaped it pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, and we're kind of going, what's all, why are you, because the more RTE say warning, 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 the less people go out and pay you to pay your tax bill.
And then all of a sudden, they can't. I can't pay my tax bill because you won't go out. You won't brave us.
Mm.
Not the weather now, just a Kendi gig. He wouldn't brave us.
He wouldn't brave it. Yeah, I wouldn't brave it. In normal circumstances, in a good summer's evening, I might.
Everyone would go, let's just get through
this
together.
Let's just get through it together.
Just 2 hours.
Exactly, yeah. It's just 2 hours, lads. Yeah. But it. I do find it, as you're watching the news, it's literally telling you, stay in.
Yeah.
Don't go out. And for the few businesses that are surviving this time of the year, that must be awful difficult.
Oh, yeah, well, like January is hard enough on the pubs anyway.
Yeah,
like,
without RTE literally saying, lads, it's an orange warning, we're telling you stay at home.
Yeah, now, I mean, we get vexed in Sligo then when we see that there literally hasn't been a flake. Like, there has not been
a
flake.
And we cannot undermine
everybody
south of Athlone who have literally gotten hit so hard
but
that
the
feet of
the
snow.
The sports complex in Tralee collapsed.
Ah, but that was, in fairness now, that was a straw house.
It must have been in shit, lad. It must have been like the Big Bad Wolf job. That was the straw one. Fuck me.
I felt very bad for them.
The bike shed is still up and going.
Yeah, bike shed's still going.
But isn't it mad though? The whole thing collapsed in. So, like, obviously we get that, like, if snow is bad, don't be going out. And
in fairness, there was something else as well. Like, even carers getting to elderly people in rural areas. Like, it's terrible, but it's the fact that it's the headline on the news.
Yeah. So some people then online, Ray, have been calling it extreme wokeism. You know, they've been saying...
Is that what they call it?
That's awful woke now, what's going on. And some people have gone even further, big old tinfoily old hats on them.
Yeah.
Well, this is a government agenda. It's a control thing.
Oh.
That's a control thing. It's nothing to do with that. It's just a sign of the media now.
And maybe there's nothing more. Yeah, they've gone kind of, this is great. And they're doing... Yeah. I really enjoyed the live tracker on Sunday evening.
Yeah.
There was a live Sunday... On Sunday evening on RT, if you went on, you could click live, big red letters.
It's sensational.
And when you clicked in, the weather hadn't got here yet.
Yeah.
And they literally had nothing to talk about in the live tracker.
Yeah, there you go. So that, but it's just to try and get that sensationalism out. Like, it's like, it's clickbait. It's literally clickbait.
It is.
I will look at sports headlines on Facebook and it'll say, Liverpool land January transfer. Liverpool land January signing. And they like, unbelievable, the whole internet's talking about this. And you click in and it's like, oh, this 14-year-old kid who's doing his junior search is after signing up for, you know. Yeah, and you're like, I signed a little contract there with the under-15s. Like, and but that, so that's RTE. RTE have to keep with the times. So they can't be going, it'll probably be all right. You'd be all right, I'd say, no.
Did you notice that it has led to the meteoric rise of a gentleman from Carlow? I think it's Ali's name. Carlow Weather.
Oh, no, I thought you about your man from Apache Pizza.
No.
He was great crack. This fella from Apache Pizza, I think it was in Carlow.
He worked for Apache Pizza.
He works for Apache. And it went viral, like, because it did. He put up a picture of him, like, a selfie. Closed today, lads, because, you know, because of the weather. But, like, it's just a selfie of him, like, and he's not smiling in the rant. Like, he's just, like, looking at the phone. People are like, thanks for letting us know there, man. That's great.
No,
like, you won't deliver to Belfast, no.
Carlow Weather is, I think, a social media presence. But everybody seems to be getting him on the shows now because he's from Carlow. And on the last few days, he's been very apparent in the media. He's been out and about. He went up to the top of a mountain. He said, it's very snowy up here. He was outside Carlow on the main road. It's also very snowy out here. It's getting worse. It's getting.
No.
And everybody's following him now because, again, everybody's jumping on the bandwagon going, how bad is it?
So who is he, a meteorologist?
I think his name is... He's running some sort of social media account called Carlow Weather.
And he knows about this stuff. And he's not just going, but he's
in Carlow and he knows weather when he sees it.
Right.
So I think he's his own weather station as well in the house. So he's measuring the... You know,
he's measuring the weather.
He's essentially the black market Met Aaron.
He's a weather measurist.
He's a weather measurist.
Yes.
Yeah. He's operating privately to Met Aaron,
national weather.
So he's a different strain of chat. And radio stations are going for him.
Yeah, no, that's good because sometimes you need to hear the real stuff.
Yeah, sometimes a winking weatherman doesn't come across great on the radio.
No, because like the only time they get... Yeah, a winking weatherman. Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't come across great on the radio.
And like the weather on the radio is shite. Like, do you know what I mean? Like frosty tips coming in from fucking wherever and keep an eye on that. So him going... You wouldn't believe it, lads. The fucking snow's killing us down here in Carlow. But we haven't got a drink of us here.
No.
Yes.
So maybe we're begrudgers. That's why we're so vexed about all the weather warnings. That's why we're saying it.
Yeah, no, I don't want... Like, Nicola wants us. Nicola wants
us.
Yeah, because she doesn't realise what it takes to get money into the house. But also she... No, she wants it for Ali, like, to have a bit of crack with Ali.
Whatever happened to a surprise?
A surprise snow.
In my day, back in the 80s and 90s, back in my day,
yeah,
right, I'd wake up
yeah.
and there'd be snow.
Yeah.
There would be no mention of this snow the days beforehand. It would be a surprise.
Yeah, and maybe, though. Well, I think you're looking at it, and if you'll pardon the pun, the grass being whiter back then. The I think what we you were a child, so you weren't paying any attention.
So I wasn't paying attention. So you think I guarantee you,
your mother and father put you to bed, sat down. He said, "Make a cup of tea." She said, "Don't talk to me like that." I don't know why they were arguing that night. That night, anyway.
That's a pretty accurate reflection of Ernie, Michael, and Garmel. Anyway.
Yeah, but definitely they had Midwest on, and it said, "Snowy tonight, lads. The schools might be closed. You never know." Okay, so and then they said, "We better prep for tomorrow." Yeah. You were none the wiser.
I wasn't.
You were just playing your little Nintendo Game Boy in bed. Yeah. And you didn't know that it was
going
to be snow.
And then forget, I came home.
Because that's what happens, Ray. Sorry, not to cut across you. We don't know. We always think, sure, that didn't happen back when I was a child. That's you were true. Picking your nose. Picking you had no clue what was
and
going on when
it
you
on
were
on the couch.
Child. You know?
Yeah.
And what, doing the couch?
And rubbing it on the couch.
Oh, I said rub it against the couch.
No, that's what you do. You pick your nose and then you rub it on the couch.
Oh, Jerry, he's still at that. Laura told me you're still at that.
No, but one last thing on the snow. I do remember one night I went out in Cross Malina, my go-to town for pints.
Yeah.
And I drank too many of them. I was a young gentleman. And I was dropped home in some form of a taxi or a minibus. And I woke up the following morning, absolutely dying, puking all the ring up. And I looked out and I had met a lovely snow angel outside the front. And I had no memory of making it.
I see you didn't mean to.
Maybe
Ray met a lovely snow angel.
Maybe it was an accident.
He knocked the bins and he drank out of the cat bowl as well. He had great crap.
Maybe I fell and I struggled to get back
up. I would say
and
that's
therefore
exactly
snow
what
angel was there a little piece of sick beside the snow angel? I don't know.
That's rotten. Anyway, look, apparently it's not going to let up quite yet. Like Port Leash and all them kind of areas are supposed to be bad enough as well at the moment. They're still icy and through people. Did you know, do you want to hear a lovely little fact, right?
Mm-hmm.
In times like this, we don't really come together as a community. And like we're known, the Irish are known as being a close-knit community. If
we're
you know
close-knit
what I mean.
In your own parish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really think we are because, I mean, I think Communist America really have it set
communist, where's Communist America?
Massachusetts.
Oh, is right? that an Amish country?
What? Not all of them, really. You could be whatever you want to be there. It's right. The land of the free.
Okay.
Where which is all communist.
Where is the communist in Massachusetts?
What I mean by communist in Massachusetts is it snows there quite a bit.
Hmm.
And the onus, even though it's a public footpath outside your house, you are to clear the snow outside your own house.
Your own little patch.
Yeah, so you have to go out. So it snowed when we were in Boston.
Yeah.
And Ellie's Kenny had to get up every morning and you have to clear
get
off your
away.
Patch. Yeah, yeah. You that's it. It's not like the council.
That's a cultural thing.
But like that's a cultural thing.
Wow.
But I think even beyond culture, I think it might be the law.
Yeah.
That's what happens in communist countries, right? Like Massachusetts.
Yeah.
I think it might be the law, but you have to go and clear out your own. Whereas if that was Ireland now, especially in the urban centres of Ireland,
yeah.
What's going on? Like, is Simon Harris going to come out and sort this or not? Like, will you just shovel it up?
Yeah.
Shovel up.
What
to
do you think about the poor couple?
Shovel up to what?
What about the poor couple up in Dublin? Their house is on the side of a river.
Did you see that?
Yeah, the house, the whole bottom of the house was gone.
So this is a good argument, right? I can't wait to see what happens with this because by all accounts, Dublin County Council have come in and just gone.
So,
sorry about that.
To explain
now,
it,
tough. They've actually said it, and it's in legislation. There is a clause in legislation where Dublin County Council can come out and say "tough titties."
Tough There's a couple.
I am painting tough titties on this one.
Their
please.
House is built on the banks of a river, and they've like a house and a conservatory, and the river literally. And it's one of those houses when you drive by it, you kind of go, "Oh, geez, they must have a lovely view out the patio door."
They do now, anyway. Big patio
but the river
door.
Just be flowing beside them. But what happened was the river wall deteriorated over time. They did notify Dublin City Council about this, and then with all the bad weather, didn't the hole underneath the conservatory just disappear? So there's a big cavernous hole underneath the conservatory.
Yeah, foundation's exposed.
The conservatory appears to be now floating in air.
The conservatory is now in Dalkey. It started in fucking...
it's slowly being washed away.
Yeah. It's apparently made it down as far as Mullingar.
But it's amazing. Dublin City Council did come out and go, not our problem.
That's
yours.
We're not exaggerating that, by the way, folks. They came out and said, we're not going to be dealing with that.
I believe they said tough titties.
They did say tough titties. They pleaded tough titties.
Yeah, enacted the 1979 legislation.
Yeah, and you have to stick your tongue out when you do it. Yeah. Tough titties. That's what they did.
And the couple, obviously, very devastated at that.
Like,
tough titties.
But the thing is with tough titties, I mean, it is you kind of have to honour it, like. Yeah. Tough titties is tough titties.
But in fairness, the couple hasn't come out and gone, in fairness, it is tough titties.
It is
tough,
yeah.
They are still vexed about it. They're bitter, because obviously, their house is about to fall into the river.
But the thing is, so let's say you and Laura just bought a chat, right?
We did. Now, this could happen, because there's a small bit of a river at the back of the house.
I've seen it, yeah, I fell into it.
You fell into it. The first day you came
to
visit.
You showed me around this lovely spot. I was up to me fucking knees. I was like, what are we doing in this?
There is a small unannounced water feature down
there. Christ above. Those poor people, like, imagine you and Laura just spent that, and I don't know what you spent, was it 900 grand or something?
It was somewhere in the region of 120.
Yeah, no. It was £900,000. Yeah. And imagine if you were told your house is not,
I don't know how you would have got the house in the first place. I don't know how they bought the house.
Yeah.
Because the rigor that the banks and everything else put, the banker buying the house.
Yeah.
So the bank wants to know this house isn't going to fall into the river.
Yeah.
How did they come by this house? I was in a very stupid bank.
Yeah, so that question has been asked in the comment section.
Yeah.
Some people are saying they most likely inherited that house and saw an opportunity to move into a house, which is, they're absolutely within their rights.
God-given right.
Yeah,
as much as it's Dublin City Council's right to say tough titties.
Tough titties, yeah, of course.
It's their right to move into the house.
Yeah, in fact, that probably trumps the other right.
It does indeed,
tough titties trumps everything. Yeah. But I presume they probably inherited and saw a great opportunity to move into a nice house. But they alerted the government of this. They alerted the county council of it 2 years ago, they said.
Yeah.
They said, this isn't going to last now. This thing's going to collapse. Mm. And it's on ye built this whole infrastructure.
Yeah.
With this house is here, but the wall that has collapsed has nothing to do with us on the bank. And tough titties has prevailed.
Yeah, it's something that's widespread across the country. Fair play to all the local authorities.
Fair play to all the tough titties out there.
And I'd say that it gets applied regularly.
Almost all the time, I would say. What am I supposed to do about it?
I have to talk about a couple of the little bits. First of all, I want to talk about chowder.
Oh, yeah.
I went for an anniversary massage on Sunday. I had peak notions.
Yeah.
My mother and father got myself and Laura a first wedding anniversary voucher for Voya seaweed bath.
Yeah, we talked about it last week. Oh, no, I thought it was
that was a different seaweed bath.
Oh, you went for a different one. Sorry.
This is Voya, and they do a fine set of massages and facials. And so Laura went and got a facial, and I got a massage. Head, neck, back and shoulders.
You got the back, sack, and crack
back,
massage.
Back, sack, crack massage. And in fairness, it was absolutely wonderful. It was great. We sat there in the chill out room in Voya. I'd highly recommend anyone going. They're a great spot. Lovely smell in the place.
They don't sponsor the show, but they are.
And then after,
there is a lovely smell. You're
right. There is a lovely smell. It's that Voya stuff. There's your Voya candles.
Yeah. Whatever links they're using.
Yeah, exactly. Then walking out, I said to Laura, Sunday evening, I said, do you know something? It's a lovely date night we're having now. Would we go into Shell's, which is the restaurant beside? I probably shouldn't have said that. Now.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't have said the name of that
one. No, I think it's okay, because there's nothing that Shell's did wrong.
Okay, perfect.
So Shell's is a lovely little restaurant beside...
it is, it's for everyone. You can take pictures of your coffees and all that.
Yeah, it's where all the... Like, if Sean O'Reilly was going out an afternoon coffee date, that's where he go.
Yeah, absolutely.
With Dwayne.
It is, absolutely.
So...
He kisses his little head and everything. The two boys are always kissing. No AI app.
No.
They go out Strand Hill, they get a wee coffee
and natural shifting.
Yeah, and they just are kissing the two of them.
Yeah.
I went out one time with Ali for a walk in Strand Hill. They were sitting in the front of Sean's van kissing the two of them. That's the truth.
Okay, why would Brendan love to see that? That's just wrong. I didn't know you were into that kind of stuff. Anyway, went to Shell's and it was about 5:30 in the evening. I was delighted it was even open and I said, I'm going to have a little drop of dinner. So I wanted to get this the sea bass, the plate, which is... Pan-fried sea bass.
Yeah.
I know what you're thinking. Pure notions.
Pure rocking,
but I had just got a massage. I want to have something strange. Yeah. They said, we're out of sea bass. I said, okay, fine. What have you got? And they said, we have lovely chowder there.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with chowder?
Yeah, I'm half familiar with... Yeah, because again, with Massachusetts, that's what it's known for, chowder.
Really?
Yeah,
and did you try it over there?
No, I didn't.
Do you have any idea what seafood chowder...
All I know is that it's too pink for my liking.
It's not pink.
Whatever sauce is in it is all oily pink shit, and you're just like, oh.
And then it's literally a bowl full of bits of fish.
Yeah, an old leg here, maybe.
Yeah, there's old bits of salmon.
An old finger kind of thrown in.
You'd pull up a big clam.
Yeah, it's like old fishy old soup.
It's fish soup.
Yeah, it is. What it is. Yeah. It's big old, thick old, groggy old
and
fishy
two
old
lovely
soup.
Slices of brown bread. I had this chowder. I ate and drank half of it.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed it. I had never had chowder before.
Like, there's nothing against Shells, like I wouldn't enjoy that. Like.
No, but I wanted to, you got to live. It's January. It's a new year, new me.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to try something completely different off the menu. I'm going to go for the special, which is the chowder.
Yeah.
Safe to say, I didn't feel hugely marvellous. Again, not Shell's fault.
Yeah.
It turns out the chowder doesn't agree with me at all.
Yeah.
It doesn't agree with me any way bit at all. It's my dicky stomach. It was not good. poor Laura woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Ray McAndrew, a biopic story.
In the
stuck
room.
Stuck to the ball. Here we go.
No, she did. She woke up and she woke me up and she says, Ray, I says, what?
Something died.
The smell. I said, what do you mean the smell? All I can smell is that chowder.
Oh.
She said, it's woken me up.
The smell.
The smell seeping out of me.
Laura McAndrew. Woken by a smell.
Woken by a smell.
The biopic.
She said the smell in this room is disgusting.
Oh, that's just fear. Oh,
it was coming out of me everywhere.
It's absolutely puck.
Oh, I wasn't right for about 24 hours after it.
And come here, not to
but again, nothing wrong with shells.
No, nothing wrong with shells. No,
just,
I would... That's,
fish doesn't agree with my stomach.
No, no. Me too.
It was not... No.
Yeah, hashtag me too, right?
How many of you out there have been affected by chowder?
Yeah, well, let you all speak up now.
Let you speak up.
Or ever forever hold your smells. Mm. Have you ever heard of the dirty rotten old pucky old sowy old Irish dish? Is it called? Is it even Irish? They serve it up in what's that place called? The Gravediggers that everyone is. You know, your wanderer just beyond the internet saying, "Best pub in Dublin, best pizza in Dublin." What's her name again? She's a lovely girl. What's her name? What's her name?
Now, is this needed in the story?
It is a little bit because this is where I got it from. It doesn't matter anyway. She's
there's
class.
There's nothing worse
something
than people
Stokes.
Going, come here, what was the name of the place?
No, I can't tell you now. Brendan, will you find that out? Wait. Don't say that now, Ray. We'll wait.
No.
Anyway, she was in there.
This bothers me.
Her name is Annie Oakes or Annie Stokes or something.
Annie Stokes.
Yeah.
Cassie Stokes.
She was there and she says to Bucky Boo, what's the best dish now you have inside in the Gravediggers?
Yeah.
He said, well, what's it called? Coddle?
Is it Coddle? Yes, I know Coddle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coddle Mulhern.
Sorry, Cahill Mulhern, you're after being abused on a podcast.
I fucking broke myself up with that one.
That's awful mean. Very sorry. I'm coming in.
I broke myself up with
anyway,
that one.
Anyway, you enjoyed that, didn't you?
No, is that what it's called? Coddle,
it's
yeah?
Coddle, yeah.
It's like boiled sausage. It comes out the same way it went in.
Yeah.
It's a fucking, I call it the Big Tom sausage.
Big Tom sausage.
It comes out the same way it went in. It's like the same colour.
Oh, sausages look cooked.
It's not fried. The sausage is not fried or... Oh. It's rotten and it's like chowder. It comes in a bowl like chowder. And
would you try it?
Ray, even looking at it, I swear, visually, it's the worst thing I've ever seen. I can't believe that we've decided... Did you get a picture of it there, Brendan? Are you looking at it right now? No?
Yeah.
You like coddle?
I think I've had it before as well. It's quite good.
Have you? Your Dublin house... It must be a Dublin thing then, is it?
It is a Dublin thing, yeah.
Is it?
Listen to the name of it, coddle.
Yeah,
that's a real Dublin name.
Codlow. Anyway, it's some of the stuff. Would you not just stick to the bag of bacon fries or something? That's fuck's sake.
I brought you into my confidence during the week regarding my decision to buy a new bass for myself.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what I said to Nicola after I got off the phone to you?
What?
I haven't been as giddy. Because I haven't had a chance to buy anything new in the last, 2 years.
That
guitar-wise,
yeah.
You know? And helping you make the decision to buy a new bass.
Well, now...
Nicola said I was buzzing for the whole afternoon.
Yeah, because it was...
You were buying
something. I was
and do you know what I did straight... Do you know what I did straight after
what
that?
What did you do?
I bought a brand new golf driver.
You're down, bitch.
I couldn't contain myself.
It's been 20 years since I had bought... my last bass I bought 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And I love it to bits.
Yeah.
This is my guitar. And it was worth £234 in 2004.
And the thing is, it nearly is the same now. It hasn't devalued or...
Yeah, it's increased. Still worth the same money.
Yeah.
It's no more.
Mental, but no less even.
Yeah, no less. Yeah, yeah. You definitely give it away. but of late, people have been criticising my bass sound.
I didn't until you said it to me now.
Yeah, saying it's not enough in the bass mix. Now that I've joined the wedding band, The Atlantic.
Yeah.
Every other band,
the only wedding band. Yeah, yeah.
When I'm joining The Atlantic, all of a sudden, no, it's not good enough. You have to get something better.
Well, I need the top fucking sounds behind me, Ray.
You need the top sounds, yeah.
I need the top sounds.
Yeah, so I said to myself, right. So I said to Laura, I said, I think I might have to get a new bass. Now, in my mind, I wanted to get... Because it turns out, Mark, it appears I have expensive taste.
Now, I'm going to preface everything you say from now on with this was a genius stroke.
But it wasn't a genuine... It
was
wasn't something...
Brendan, listen up.
So you do
this
it.
Is how you do it. He has discussed... Okay. Ray has won... the battle between husband and wife.
I appear to have stumbled into a secret room.
And it fucking, you need patience.
Yeah.
You need a lot of patience.
I didn't realise that. So yeah. What I did was, initially when I realised that I needed the top sounds for the Atlantic, I immediately went looking for the top sounds.
When?
And lo- what?
When?
This was, the Christmas week, in the run up to Christmas Day.
No. When did you show me originally the bass that you wanted?
It was a couple of weeks before that.
It was like a long game, three months ago.
Yeah, yeah. So there was a bass for sale down in Clamel. Yeah. Evan, if he does listen to the podcast, hardly.
Sorry about that.
But he has a beautiful music man, Stingray 5 bass for sale. Now, any of you that does play music, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Any of you that don't, this was the bee's knees in bass guitars.
Normally,
to buy a new, about €3,500.
Yeah.
He was selling it at the knockdown price of 2,000, and he said he'd throw a few pound off because there was a couple extra dings in it. He said he hadn't seen in the pictures.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I was looking at this and I was going, Clanmel, great. I'm going to go down there. This is going to be it. I'm going to buy it. And I says to Laura, I said, Laura, I think about, you know, and normally you try and not tell her.
I've done it before. Yeah,
I've known lads that have literally got other people to buy bases for them, and just, you know.
But sure, Nicola found a hard case in the house, like 2 years after I bought a guitar. Like,
yeah,
she was "What is that one?" Yeah. I was like, "Nick, I bought that 2 years ago. I didn't tell you a bead about it."
Exactly. So the right way to do this was not tell her.
Yeah.
Just go and find the money and then hide it. Mm-hmm. But the problem with the buying the fancy bass, it looks drastically different than my own one. So as soon as she see a picture or video of me, she's like, "Where was that guitar you're playing?"
Yeah, you see, I've been through so many of them.
I'd have to make it look like
Nicola wouldn't have a clue.
Yeah,
honest to God, I could go up there with a guitar that looks like a pair of women's legs.
So yeah. I says to her, I said, "I'm thinking about investing in a new bass." I said, "It's $2,000, the guts of it." And I says, "What do you think?" She said, "Jesus, we've a lot of armor. I have to buy a house. We're trying to do it up.
Yeah.
Where are you going to spend? And you're going to spend $2,000 your teeth in about 3 weeks as well. Mm-hmm. I have to get a hip fillings."
Oh, yeah.
She's like, "Where are you getting this money out of?" I said, "I don't really have it, but I'd like to spend the money on it after you take it off the credit card."
Yeah. Oh, that's a fucking great stroke.
Take it off the credit card.
Take it off the credit card.
Is the credit card not the emergency buffer fund for if we find terrible things in the house?
Yeah, like, Ray, you're talking to a fella, right, who hasn't, and I am self-employed. They wouldn't even give me an overdraft, Ray. Not a mind a fucking credit card.
I don't mean to be coming across as...
Put it on the card.
Yeah, put it on the card.
Yeah. That sounds like next year's race problem.
She looked at me with a sense of disappointment, going, "You should know better." But she said equally, she said, "Obviously you haven't got a new bass for yourself in like 20 years. So she said, "Maybe, you know, I don't know. Whatever you think," she said.
Yeah.
So I ploughed on then for a number of weeks, maybe months. And I mentioned it every now and again about, that'll be almost as nice as my new bass. And she'd look at me, she'd kind of go, "Oh God." And there'd be disappointment in her eyes.
Yeah, there would.
She wants me to prioritise the money for our family and our home and everything else.
Yeah, yeah, fuck
And
that.
All I was thinking about myself.
Yeah, waste time.
Waste time. It turns out then, Luke Devaney says to me, he said, "Why would you be buying an expensive bass? Why don't you buy a cheap bass that'll do almost as good as that one?"
Yeah.
And I said, "Do you know something, Luke?" And then that's when I rang you and said, "What about these cheaper basses? They're like a fifth of the price."
Yeah.
And you said, "Look, they're very good."
Yeah.
So
I turned
around to Laura and I said, "Laura, I've decided I think I might go for a cheaper bass."
Yeah.
Laura apologised to me. She said, "Oh, I'm really sorry." She said, "I know you had your heart set on that nice one.
Lads, and now
now you're buying a cheaper one." And she said, "I hope that's going to be okay for you." And I said, "No, don't worry about it, Laura." Now the bass landed this evening.
I hope you're listening.
Then it was only when she apologised to me and said, "Look, I'm delighted now you're getting something." I realised, "Oh, shoot high."
Yeah.
And then you might
shoot high.
Yeah. And then you might get agreement on what it's classic bargaining.
It's unbelievable. I mean, that is, Ray, you need to put that needs to be in the dictionary. Well, an array.
It's happened again today.
Well, can I tell you before?
Yes, go on. Yeah, yeah.
I then tried it, but I didn't have the time.
No, you didn't do it right.
I didn't have the time at all. So I said, "Nicola, look at this lovely golf driver.
€1,000 golf
driver. That's €500.
Yeah, yeah, yeah."
And she was like, "Are you taking the piss?"
With an inch of your life.
And then about 2 hours later, I said to her, "I'm meeting a fella up in the retail park. It's $250.
Yeah.
And she said, "Are you taking the piss?" And I was like, it takes a month or
you
more.
Have to give
you
it
can't
month.
Do it in an afternoon.
No, you can't. You
She's still in shock.
You have to make her feel sorry for you.
I can't believe that
the thing you want.
Ray, it's so manipulative and brilliant for her to go, "Oh, geez, you had your heart set. Are you sure now you don't need to spend the $450 or the $500?
Yeah.
That is reverse psychology.
And now
I think it just shows you that women do have smaller brains. But what I'm trying to... It just shows you.
I don't mean that.
They can be manipulated, Ray. That's why they don't rule the world like we do. That kind of thing. Do you know?
You're right, Mark.
Anyway, yeah, it happened again.
It happened again today. And now it's beginning to kind of hit home at me. This weekend, we started the process of bathroom shopping. I have never bought a bathroom in my life. The most I've ever got is a toilet seat.
I always thought that was the weirdest phrase ever. I'd like to buy a bathroom, please. Like, it's a whole accoutrement of stuff with a bathroom.
Yeah, loads of bits, and it's all interchangeable. It's bad, because like the time I bought the suit for the wedding.
Oh, yeah.
You don't leave me alone doing this on
my
own.
That's for sure. So, what kind of facets did you buy?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So we went, first of all, we went to a local on Saturday, because Shop Local Tierney is there. And we went around the local shops.
He was straight on at IKEA.
And we got a little taste for it.
Yeah.
But today we were up in the big Dubland.
Did you go to IKEA?
Well, no, I didn't go to IKEA.
I love IKEA. I don't know. Did you get a hot dog? $1.29. Oh, Lord.
No, yeah.
Sorry, I'm too excited.
I probably do bathrooms, but no, we didn't go to IKEA. We went to bathroom shops in a place called Ballymount. Right. It's a big, expansive desert of factories and warehouses.
Oh, yeah.
Off the M50. First of all, we started off in Bath Shack.
Bat Shack.
Yeah,
so they have to have that as their thing, surely. We didn't just come up with that. Yeah.
So Bat Shack, and he went in there and started kind of seeing stuff. And Laura had in her head kind of traditional bathroom, kind of like the old school, like 1930s bathroom job. You know, the nice...
You mean like where the peasants had shite or where a hole in the ground?
Kind of the Royal Doulton, you know, the kind of the bathrooms with like ridges in it. I don't know how you describe it.
Some of that decor is... Nice. Dermot Bannon told me this. It's not what you think it is. So, you know, everyone wants a country kitchen.
Yeah.
I'd love a country kitchen. Dermot Bannon told me on the television.
He did.
There's no such thing as a country kitchen. No one had kitchens like that.
No.
Rustic.
It was the poor and they couldn't afford things.
Yeah, like no one could. Like if you think of country kitchens in the 80s,
there's a blanket over the. There was a curtain over the washing machine. That was because I just didn't want to see it in the other way covering up. Like, couldn't put a lid in it.
Like that's what I mean. You grew up in the 80s in Ireland, which isn't like the 50s or but like 50s in Ireland. Fucking kitchens didn't look like that. I just want a country kitchen. No such thing. Anyway, go on. She wanted the country bathroom.
She wanted a traditional old school bathroom.
I don't know what that means.
We didn't either. So we were looking.
So you were trying to get into her mind's eye.
I was trying to get into her mind. Now, the bath shack had great deals.
Yeah.
Like great stuff. Basically, you get a whole package. Bath, basin, toilet, the whole lot for about grand and a half.
What's a basin? A sink.
Sink, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so you get the whole lot for a grand and a half.
I thought you meant like a basin.
And to be honest with you, great value.
A grand and a half, is that good? That's good.
That's really good. Bathroom-wise.
Yeah.
See, I'm only getting to know this.
Yeah.
Right? I wasn't seeing anything in Bath Shack that I was enjoying, right?
Right.
And she's like, okay, you haven't seen anything you like? I said, no, not really yet. Then we went to the bathroom factory.
You can't get too precious about bathrooms, by the way. When I was in college, like I used to shit in a place looked like it was in Trainspotting.
You can get precious about them. So bathroom factory, same thing. I wasn't seeing what I was liking. And then I went to shitty bathrooms.
Good evening, shitty bathrooms.
To go to South Park, Joe. You want shitty?
You want a shitty bathroom?
City bathroom, yeah. Sorry.
Is it actually called city bathroom?
No, it's city bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's obviously the whole thing in South Park.
Yeah, of course. Shitty city, airlines and shitty walk.
Shitty Chinese, shitty walk.
Yeah. Ah, such a... Unbelievable.
Why you want me your shitty walk?
Yeah, that is...
Well, sorry, this
South
is
Park. No, it's good, but don't worry about it.
Anyway, we went into shitty bathrooms and again, didn't find anything I was enjoying in there. We then were driving down to another place and we passed a place called Ideal Bathrooms.
That's like what my mother would say. That's ideal.
From a countryman's perspective, when I see the sign over the building, I went, I have a funny feeling this is the place.
Like ideal is said with a wink. Yeah. My mother would say, geez, that's ideal.
This place cried out to me.
This is fucking
And then the
ideal.
West Brit head in me then, as soon as I walked up, apparently the main thing they use is a Viceroy and Bock or something like that. So you'd know from old bathrooms, Royal Doulton would be a very, or Twyford's, the very kind of high-end bathroom material-y stuff.
What about the Armitage Shank?
Armitage and Shank, that's the one I couldn't think of last night. Or Shires.
Armitage and Shank is in every fucking venue.
So this was like Viceroy and Bock was the Armitage and Shank of today.
Right, okay.
Right?
I don't think it's called Armitage and Shank. I think it's just called Armitage Shank.
Armitage Shanks.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
So... we went into Ideal Bathrooms.
Yeah.
And
no.
Mark,
I have to keep winking at you every time you say it. I go,
it was a different world for me.
Go ahead.
I was like, oh, this is it now.
Go away.
This is the place.
This is ideal.
This is ideal now. And Laura was, she was hesitant, but then she kind of got, she loosened up a small bit then, and she kind of started looking at the wood effect vanity units with a built-in LED that you can set to either cool white or warm white, whichever your preference is.
It'll always be warm white.
No, it's, yeah, it'll always be warm white. But if you were filming something in the bathroom,
yeah,
not that we would. Like, not that we'd be filming.
Oh my God, fucking, woo, big explosion on the tickets this year. We're flying.
Anyway, she's looking at this and she's going, yeah, that is really nice. Now, at this point, we didn't know what the prices were. So we walked around a bit more and then eventually we came across a lovely bat. I called it the Geneva Collection. And she did see the price on that. Mm. And it was somewhere in the region of €2,000 for just the bat. And when we went
how
back...
How many people can you fit in this?
When we went back...
Does it bubble up? Does it do that?
No, it doesn't.
Just a bat.
It's a bat, not even with the faucets. I think
there
it's
wasn't
just,
a faucet involved in that, nor a pipe or nothing.
And then we went over back to the vanity with the salesman who was telling us he can get in a different colour wood. And he said, yeah, that one's there about 2,000 as well. So for the vanity unit, which is the wash and basin and the cupboard underneath it, €2,000. The toilets, I was looking for...
I got one in Jisk for £50. We keep the fucking baby shampoo
now,
with us.
No more than the bass guitar. I was standing in this shop going, I'd literally buy the stuff now, put it in the van, take it off the credit card, not that the credit card pay for it, but he was kind of saying, look, €7,000 to €10,000 will get you a really nice bathroom.
What?
And that's not even getting it put in or a tile in the wall. That's just the
someone is putting it in, Ray, because you're getting rode. There's not a tile on the wall. That's just for the...
It's good quality stuff, you know?
But
stuff
what do you
that lasts. Like, the, I mean, you look at the pyramids.
But that's not true.
The pyramids were clearly bought in the same shop.
They were bought ideal pyramids.
Like, that's the kind of timeline you're talking here now.
But, like, my old one bought a fucking... Like, we haven't changed the sink. They bought the house in 1985. Like, the same sink is in this. It didn't cost £10,000.
But I'd love to know what sinks. I must ask my father what he paid for the sink back in 1949.
But they probably paid £150 and it was made out of porcelain. Yeah, and as long as you didn't crack your brother's skull off it,
yeah, but
it's
if I took
there.
£150 now and regrossed it up in 40 years and see inflation and everything else, I have a funny feeling I'd get £10,000.
I don't know if you would, mate. I hope you're not working in the finance
department.
Anyway,
as the prices became apparent, Laura's interest waned significantly.
Yeah.
And she's like, we are in the wrong place. Raymond, we need to get out of here. She needs to get out of here now.
Yeah.
So we left anyway. And I was vexed because I kind of wanted, I was like, I really like that. I thought you'd be with me and be happy for me that I really liked all the things I'd seen. She's like, we can't afford any.
You have expensive taste.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But then as I was driving down the road from Dublin, thinking about it, thinking about what she'd taken away from me. Do you know? As I was driving down the road, thinking about what she'd taken away from me.
Oh, bitch.
I was realising, wait, this is the same crack again. I have pitched it high.
Yeah.
I will find something in between that
and
I'll get
be
that between the 10 and the 1500 she was looking at. Somewhere around the £4,000 mark.
I'm calling
and
you Sensei.
And it'll be nice. And I'll put my own LED lights on.
I'm calling you Sensei from now on. You can get LED lights on Amazon.
Of course you can. I'll stick them in
that's
myself.
That's unbelievable.
I did 3 months as an electrical apprentice.
I'm going to go home and tell Nicola I want a Porsche. And then next year
you can.
I'm just going to buy
a
Mercedes C220.
Yeah. So anyway, that was bathroom shopping. I don't know, does that resonate with anyone out there? People, by the way, be happy if people could flood our Instagram with just literally messages saying, look at lads, you really want to be spending at least 7,000 on a bathroom. So that Laura be convinced that we do need to buy this pyramid-like material.
Yeah.
You know, that'll last for millennia.
It's just like...
That would be great.
Do you know what the thing is about something like that, though, is that... Like, I always tell Nicola this, like, we're white trash. Like, we're the, you know, like the Americans call white trash, like, do you know what I mean? Like, the lowest, like, we're kind of like that. But, like, so I wouldn't even know what it's supposed to cost.
Yeah, but that's only when you go looking for bathrooms is when
if
you know.
I went in and a fella said to me, the best you're getting in the bathroom now is £30,000, I'd say, well, sure, it must be then.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because I don't know what a bathroom costs.
No, bathrooms now, I think you can get, like I said, you can get a bathroom done for about, anywhere between about, all in, between £5,000 and like 15 or 20.
But
it's like
that's pre-labor.
Well, that's all in. You get a bathroom put in for £5,000.
Would you?
Yeah. Would you? Yeah. Now you'd have to know a lad that put it in. You know, that's the bottom line.
You have to get plumbed out of it and everything.
Yeah,
U-bends and all sorts.
U-bends and connectors and whatnot.
Ah, I'd say you're talking about a 3x4 U-bend.
Would you
I'd say.
Dry panel the shite out of that?
But that's the other thing as well, Ray. If you are trying to save on labor costs, I'll have that bathroom dry panelled.
Yeah.
And I'd put it in three before you bent. Yeah. And I'll have it done for you.
Thank you, by the way, call on it Sunday. 200. You came down to me on Sunday and you helped me lift a big cabinet out of the house. The last big cabinet that I couldn't dump because it was too nice. And I gave it to a lovely family in Boyle.
Yeah, so the Extreme Makeover Home Edition destruction of the house that Ray bought has started.
Yeah.
I've seen it firsthand. I've seen Ray in the house twice now. And not once have I seen him wear his 130-pound snicker pads.
She brought up the snicker pants again today. She said, how come you're doing all this work and not wearing a snicker pants?
I saw a photo of you in the middle of a demolition.
Yeah.
And you still had the tracksuit on. I was like, why did he bother buying the pants at all? But I love the way that you're going Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Will you do that? Will you do Extreme Makeover Home Edition in your new house?
No.
Just for one room.
Just for one room.
I want you to say to Laura, Laura, I'm going to surprise you with one room. What are you into? And she's going to say musicals, right?
No, no,
and
no.
You're going to say, I got a full live action Hamilton in your bedroom. You're going to love us.
No, I'll do a full home makeover where she has nothing to do with it, and I will choose the bathroom.
This is where Ray got into astronomical financial trouble after this podcast. Because Laura is the realist in the relationship.
That's good television.
Yeah, it is good TV.
Laura is wonderful. A realist. She's the best financial planner I've ever had.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And she's helped me a lot, kind of pulling me back from the brink.
I'm trying to figure out, like, is it me or Nicola that are more... she's the realist too.
She's the realist. Oh, yeah. Nicola runs the books in your house.
Yeah, she does. She even runs my books, actually.
Yeah, she does. Yeah,
do you know what my accountant said to me, though, when I brought him in the... I have to hand it to him. When I brought him in my documents to be done this year...
For your tax.
Yeah, for the tax. He said, now what am I going to charge you, like, for his fee, like? Yeah. And I was like, oh, whatever it is, Dave, just whatever it is, like. Yeah. And he said, so I can't be taking much off of you. You had it done already. And I said, no, I didn't. Nicola had every penny done. So if anyone wants to come and get me there, it was Nicola that did this, just in case.
Before I finish up my little bits, are you watching The Traitors at all on BBC? Mm-hmm. Have you heard about it?
Wait, no, on BBC or on RT?
BBC.
I thought it was an Irish one.
There's probably an RT one as well, but we're watching the BBC one.
All right, I'm almost certain there's an Irish one.
There might be an Irish one, but we're not. That's not happening at the moment.
It's on the way. It's not done yet.
We're watching the one on the BBC and Christ Above Mark. It's
what wonderful. Is it like? A big game of Cluedo?
So it's kind of, you get about 20 people, right?
Yeah. And celebrities or people?
No, normal people, which is what's great about it.
Yeah.
Normal, regular Joe people.
Yeah.
And... regular shamies, and you
regular jacks.
You quietly pick three of them to be what you call traitors.
Yeah, so it is like Cluedo.
Yeah, and then basically those three people get to murder someone, not actually murder someone.
It's Cluedo. But
is that what Cluedo is?
Have you never played Cluedo?
Never played Cluedo.
It was Dr. Melodian in the cupboard.
No, I've heard about it, but I've never played it
with a Kango.
No, all we had was Discover in Ireland and.
Game of Life, did you play that?
And the ladders with the snakes.
Discover in Ireland?
Yeah, remember Discover in Ireland?
No.
It was a kind of a board fall check kind of a game where you have a big map of Ireland and then you have like a little person and then you roll the dice and you go like five boxes up the road to Kerry and then you stop in Dingle and then you pull a card and it says have a pint in Patsy's Bar in Dingle.
There's nothing more civil servant than the game called Falch Ireland.
No, and it's not Falch Ireland, it's called Discover in Ireland.
Well, Discover in Ireland.
And then sometimes you pull a card and it says you need to go back to Belfast, the Troubles, because it was back in that time. So you'd have wherever you could be down in lovely Connemara having a great time for yourself, and the next thing you have to move your little thing all the way back to Belfast.
And is that the Jeopardy? Is that the Jeopardy involved?
Yeah, the Jeopardy, you get stuck in places.
So like you're like, oh, I made it to Dingle, and then you pull a card, and it's like, oh, you have to go and visit your weird uncle again. Jesus Christ,
that's a whole week. And the thing about it is, you're trying to get to Cork, we'll say. So your job is you're trying to get to Cork, and then you have to go somewhere else. And it's a great game. But anyway, you were saying something about Cluedo. The Traitors is Cluedo, but it's wonderful because there's three normal people and they're pretending that they're not the traitors. They're pretending that they're what they call the faithful.
Yeah.
And the faithful have to try and figure out who's a traitor.
How do you kill someone? You're dead.
Oh, you just write their name on a piece of paper and the BBC have them killed.
Jeez, if only it was that. And really, they have them exposed.
That's it now, then, yeah.
So they're gone then. Yeah. They pick the people they want to be gone out of the show.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
are they the three traitors for the whole series?
So unless they get knocked out, and at the moment I won't say anything.
Don't say anything.
But if their numbers become diminished, if it's down to one traitor, or two traitors, they can recruit extra traitors.
Oh, I see what you mean. But so do they get knocked out by someone saying, You're a traitor. You're a traitor.
Yeah. So if five or six of the faithful go, I think you're a traitor because the way you're carrying yourself.
Yeah.
They can knock them
and
out.
And also, I saw you just knock the head of your man over.
I'll give
the
you an example. At the very start, when they all had blindfolds on at a table, and Claudia Winkleman or whatever you call her.
Oh, Claudia Winkleman probably does a duck, duck, goose
with
thing.
With the fringe.
Yeah, but yeah.
I'd love to see what Claudia sees.
Yeah,
because
nothing. Nothing.
Claudia goes around anyway and just taps.
She's like, see ya, you're mad.
She taps on the shoulder, whoever is a traitor. And when they took the blindfolds off, Claudia goes, and the traitors and Linda, I won't upset it for anybody, but Linda, who was marked as a traitor, an older lady, she immediately looked up. And she got to her lad, seen her looking up. And they all said, I have a funny feeling you looked up when she said traitors. I said, oh, just because she was talking. But she fucked it straight away.
Ah, shit. Yeah. But do you know who the traitors are?
Yes, we know who the traitors are.
Okay, that's all right then. So, so you always know. There's no doubt in your mind who they are.
Yeah, we know who they are, yeah. I have to say, if we're looking for a television recommendation.
Yeah, I must get on to it, boy.
Go back. And me telling you that Linda's a traitor is not blowing it all out of the water.
No, not at all. No, she'd have picked out the first episode.
Exactly. I have two shout-outs.
Go on.
I don't know. Well, I'll do these and then I'm going to talk to you for a minute.
Oh, yeah, okay. What the fuck did I do?
Because I feel like all I did was go through a list of stuff. And
no,
then...
I really enjoyed that, though. Okay. It's a long time since I've been this immersed in it. Honestly, that's true.
Okay, fair enough. Two shout-outs before I forget them. Ashley Calvert's 29th birthday.
That's not a big special, but I'm not shouting that out.
Ben Callow.
I'll do it then. Yeah. Happy, but what's their name was?
Ashley's.
Ashley!
Yeah, 29th birthday.
Happy birthday,
and,
lovey.
Ben got her a waterproof Bluetooth speaker. So now she listened to us in the shower.
In the shower.
Which is weird.
It's a bit weird.
It's very weird.
It's not weird. If it's not weird for you... Yeah. Then it's not weird for us.
Yeah, okay.
So we don't mind. You can listen to us wherever you want. If you want to listen to us in the shower, if you want to listen to us in the car, if you want to listen to us at a funeral, whatever you want to do, lads,
just
you can listen to us.
Just drink responsibly.
Just drink and shower responsibly, please. Please always shower responsibly.
Lily Goose, Caroline.
Oh, yeah.
She has turned 52 recently.
You're joking.
And we're saying happy birthday. She is currently abroad in Thailand. It's a random thing.
She has some life, doesn't she?
She's 52 years of age. She has about 19 children, right? And do you know what she decided to do at 52? She said, I'm going to go to Thailand on my own.
Oh, she's some woman.
And she's putting up videos on TikTok of her getting lifts around on a scooter.
Yeah.
And she's eating dinners on the side of a road with a lad the other side of the road.
You get the shits, Caroline. Yeah. I see this. Oh, your man makes it with his feet, does he? Oh, it's real organic. Yeah. Fucking, you're going to get the shits.
That's what she is. I'm
she's some woman to go that
one. Happy birthday, Caroline.
Unbelievable. Happy birthday, Caroline. Lovely.
I think that's all my bits.
Yeah, that's kind of all the crack, I suppose.
I do any news.
No, not really. Like, I mean, that's fucking... I haven't got a huge amount going on in my life right now.
Right.
Promoting the shout out of the Atlantic Wedding Band, Ray. January is big, big season. And this isn't actually just a plug. This is true.
Yeah.
Like, January is like... You know the way you say January is quiet?
Yeah.
Well, in the wedding band world...
It's when you make your year.
It's like... Yeah. Even though you don't feel like you're making any money, you're on the computer all day long. So I'm at that kind of crack now.
Yeah.
Out golfing, doing a bit of schmutz, enjoying myself. I have a couple more extra nights off in January than I usually would.
Yeah.
I'm going to make them awesome by doing yoga.
Right.
Maybe getting in touch with my inner self and
stuff.
Lighting some sage, maybe.
Oh.
Maybe just do like a silent circle with Nicola where we just get in touch with each other's feelings without talking.
Do you ever do that?
But if I don't do any of that, I'll probably just golf and play the PlayStation.
Do you ever
do that
thing where no judgment? I've seen it's a trend.
No judgment, but sometimes you do this.
Yeah.
There is some sick sons of bitches out there, Ray. The risk I would take if I tried to play that game with Nicola. Yeah. Would you do it with Laura?
Absolutely not.
No, that is so scary.
It's the only time you'd ever play that game is you'll never see them again.
You'd have to. Yeah,
that would be if the divorce went through.
Yeah, you can only do it on their deathbed.
You're kind of going, right, okay, so we're divorced now. We're never going to see each other again. Yeah. No judgment, but to be honest with you, I think
the smell
of chowder off you on a Sunday night.
No, I can't believe that. Like, because there is always stuff that you'd probably... No, I can't even say that.
No.
Cut that out of us. No, just in the middle of arguments, sometimes you'd hold yourself back on saying stuff. That's what I mean. Imagine if you were like, no judgment. Anyway. You're not allowed... We listen, but we don't judge. But Nicola, the last day you did... that is terrifying.
Yeah.
Even just thinking that now, it made me heartbreak. Whoa.
Yeah, terrifying.
Come here. We have a live show coming up on the 14th of February.
Yeah.
It is part of the So Funny Comedy Festival. It is in the Hawkswell Theatre.
It is.
And you can get your tickets now if you go to hawkswell.com. I do need to tell people something about that night.
Oh.
And we'll have to do this on Instagram too. Because it's not us that are running the show.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not a Kendi and Rayball production, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's our live show, but we're not the ones who are producing this. It's the Hawkswell and it's the So Funny Comedy Sligo. if you are a Patreon member, this is the one and only show you cannot get in for free on.
Oh, gee, that's very mean.
So for all Patreon people, they know that if they turn up to our shows, they get
but
in for free.
But cancel the direct debit that month.
No, why just are you telling them that, you prick? God almighty, don't, no one do that.
What about the €1,000 bar tab? When are we going to run that?
Oh, we have it ran. Sorry, it's €100, not €1,000. Ray, will you shut up?
I thought it was 50, actually.
So,
on
the night of our last...
I think it was 50 on the night, but I said it'll be 1,000.
No, I think it's 100, though, is it?
But the 1,000 is only if you drink it on the night. So the €1,000 is only in the bar on the night.
Yeah, it's like one of those all-you-can-eat, you get it for free.
The bar only opens at 7:45, it closes at 8 o'clock and the show starts, and it's open again between 9:15 and 9:30.
So we actually do have the names of all
minimum
the people.
Minimum two people.
Yeah, no, one.
One person. One person wins this €1,000 bar tab.
No, we have actually, we do know who bought tickets that night in the Gareth Oak. So we will know that, and we are going to announce a winner for the person who will get that.
Just in case anyone was wondering.
No, we will. Show. Yeah, no, we absolutely will. We do know who bought tickets that night, don't worry.
We have a list of your names.
You can get it if you go on to hawkswell.com. It's part of the... And the other thing about the So Funny Sligo Comedy Festival is we know the fellow who's running this, and even though he's, to be honest, annoying maybe is the right word, is it?
When he's here,
yeah. When he's not on anybody. No, the thing is, there's a lot of jeopardy involved in running a festival like that, and stress. So it is great to go out and support festivals like
that.
So
you can
buy
another ticket for another show other than our good
shows. So if you're not free Valentine's night on the Friday... Do go to something else that's on. There's a haha. What night is the haha one on? What time is he?
Saturday night.
Oh, and is that on the Saturday? Yeah. He's running that one. SoFunnySligo.com for all the gigs, and it'll link it to all the tickets.
And we promise after February we'll shut up about it.
We won't talk about the gig ever again. Yeah. And we won't do a live show ever again if that be plaisy.
Yeah, that's a big threat. We've one coming up in the Gareth Oak later in the year, but we'll
I hate
about
signing
that.
Contracts.
Yeah.
I like the money afterwards, but I don't like signing the contracts.
That was episode 270.
270, I think. Yeah, not bad. Look at her phone before you finish the episode.
Is there a Brendan's Bits?
Ah, Brendan! Is that AI or is that real? it's massive.
What is his intro? I was on flight mode. I was being very responsible.
PJ!
What? What's after happening?
We're kissing.
What? No, he didn't. stop. They didn't. Ooh, he's after making an AI video of me and you actually shifting. That's disgusting. It's disgusting.
It's kind of nice though.
No,
it?
It's not. Stop. Right, okay. Thanks very much, everybody. Fair play for listening. I'm going to wrap this one up very quickly. Mark, stop looking at me and you shifting.
I'm going to bring that into the toilet.
Oh my God. Yeah, but when you're in the toilet, think about what you want in a toilet.
Oh, 7 grand's worth.
Do you want a vanity that lights up?
I'm going in there for an armature challenge. I caught you, man. I got in for you. I was having an armature shake.
Anyway, Royal Doulton. Good luck now. Thanks very much, folks. Come on, Mark.
Thanks
wrap
for
it up.
Taking the keys off yourself. Brendan, for taking the keys
thanks
off
for
yourself.
Our sponsors, Maves, the Gareth Oak, and of course, a little drop of White Hag. Two little fawns there in front of us today. Fair play to them. We'll go now.
All right, fair play to me.
Fair play to me.
Good luck.
Good luck.
The Kendi and Rabo Podcast, sponsored by Maeve's Cozy Front Lounge and the Gareth Oak.